There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We have two people on the line every day this week, two tickets to the Abu Dhabi Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Three-day tickets, so everything that is on the track, all the stuff off the track, fully loaded tickets. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, here's what we're going to do today. Talk to Bob. Bob should be on the line. Afternoon, Bob.
Afternoon.
Nice to have you on. So, tell us about yourself, Bob. You've texted in to win these F1 tickets. A little bit about you and a little bit about how much enjoyment you're going to get from these.
Okay, well, I've been out in the UAE for 15 years. I went to the inaugural F1 at Abu Dhabi, and I've been again about 3 years ago, and I'm desperate to go again this year.
Well, it's good to hear.
I'd love to win the tickets.
Okay, so you reckon your knowledge, if you were at the inaugural one, you clearly follow F1, you know your F1 onions.
I wouldn't say I know it all. I'm not intimate with it, but I know the basics, yeah.
Bob, I have to say, you don't sound like you're old enough to have been here 15 years.
Oh, she's so charming.
good job there's no video on this, isn't it?
You never know your luck, Bob. All right, well, stay there for a second. Let's talk to Shazley, who will be your opponent today. Shazley, it's good to be talking to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Nice to have you on. Tell us about yourself.
So I've been here for only about 4 years, right. And I've never been to a Grand Prix, so this is going to be really exciting for me. I'm hoping to take my wife and my 14-year-old kid as well.
Okay.
I went.
What are you like on your F1 knowledge? Do you follow this?
I do off and on. I used to quite a bit, but these days just can't find the time with a 14-month-old.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Are you getting any sleep yet? Is the pattern back?
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Okay, so you are both prepared, I think. Bob, Shazley, what you have to do to answer the questions, we will tag team these. NLT will start. She'll ask you the first question, I'll do the second. To answer it, shout your name. You've got 1 second, and I mean 1 second, to give us the answer today. We've been criticised of as being too easy on contestants yesterday. So, you ready for question one?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay.
NLT.
Question one. Who won the Chinese Grand Prix in April 2017?
Bob.
Oh, Shazley, you were just in there. Go on. Who do you think it was?
Nico Rosberg.
We're going to hand this over to Bob. Who do you think it was, Bob?
I thought it was Lewis.
You thought it was Lewis, Bob? You are right. Congratulations, Shazley. Got to get this one in. Number two, Michael Schumacher's 91st and last Formula One win came at which race in 2006?
Shazley.
Shazley, what do you think?
The Italian Grand Prix.
Italian Grand Prix is not the right answer, I'm afraid. It was the Chinese Grand Prix in 2006. Bob, do you know what that means?
I've got a vague idea, but is it best of three or is it...
No, it means that you cannot lose now because I've asked two questions of the three, so there's no way that Shazley could come back. However, he could come back with a dead heat. Oh, so you have to get this right, okay?
So we get four tickets then, yeah?
No. You get one more question now, just to be absolutely fair. Here you go.
Question three. Ayrton Senna sported which colour helmet?
Oof.
Christ.
Shazley or Bob, who's going for this?
Shazley.
Shazley, go for it. Go on, quick.
White.
Is the wrong answer. He was Brazilian. It was yellow and green. Lewis Hamilton presented with that helmet this season, which means, Bob, congratulations. You have won two tickets to go to the Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Congrats,
three-day tickets. Shazley, congratulations on being a great opponent today. And Bob, how does that make you feel? Happy?
Oh, very happy, very happy. So will my wife be, because she's a fanatic.
Well, there you go. You're going to enjoy it. Thanks for coming on. I thought Shazley was going to get it there, you know.
He sounded confident.
I thought he was going to come back, and I thought all of a sudden it was going to happen, but just not quite enough.
Shazley did say he was at IKEA, so maybe there might have been a few obstacles around there that were distracting him.
He was just desperate for meatballs, wasn't he? That's what it was.
Or just to get to the end.
Yeah. All right, Bob, congratulations. Two more tickets tomorrow. I think they were reasonable. I don't think there's any Googling going on, which
no,
is nice.
No, I thought they played fair today. Yeah. We like that.
I really thought
that
was. Okay, so we've got six more tickets to give away. Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Two tickets every day, three-day tickets, all four concerts fully loaded. Call us tomorrow, text us tomorrow to have a go at that.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.